to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Was my cousin a good driver? You know, you're the first guest who we've had to pick up from home.
Well, I would have rather walked.
You can't walk from Centurion to here.
Well, you know, your cousin wouldn't stop talking.
Is it?
Ubeng Shela. He wants to date older women. And did you just fart?
No, it's the thing.
Damn.
You never know.
Damn. Invited to Suzelle. Yeah. So yeah, no, he was hitting on me.
Yeah, what does he say?
He's on some, like, hey man, I want you to teach me. I want you to like ride me. I'm like, hi, Buddha Nkwazi. I said, no, batanda benjalo xa bengandazi. I'm like, whoa.
But have you ever been with a Benton?
Of course.
Nah.
Because you can teach them things.
Nah.
And they're over eager to please. And you can teach them that, you know, nobody wants a tongue in their ear.
Yeah.
And also, you know, foreplay, baby.
Yeah.
On some, like, eat like a mango. Okay. And breathing is overrated.
Yeah.
So like, stay down there.
What would you teach me? Because I've learned a couple of things.
The thing is, you're so sleazy though, babe.
What do you mean?
I mean, look at those eyes. You'd probably teach me. You'd probably teach me. No, babe, the same story. Mango, nana. Mangoes. Eat like a mango and you're fine.
You know, it's so crazy. The older we get and we realize that, you know, that's all it is. That's all it takes.
The older we get, we realize that we don't have to have sexual intercourse or relations with someone and suddenly be in love. I'm in love with you. Find me every single day. Mm. You can have casual sex. Mm. Obviously not now because it's COVID. But, you know, we need to be mature about these things. We need to stop falling in love all the time.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, they say mostly it's women. But in my case, mostly it's men, young men.
Who's servicing you now?
I haven't been serviced in a while.
For real?
Oh, no, my vibrators. I mean, are you crazy? My vibrators,
man,
yeah.
That's not the same.
It's perfect. A vibrator is incredible because after you have...
Yeah?
There's no like, unjani honey, how was your day? Okay, was that good? Okay, you baby. No, none of that nonsense. Yeah. You go have a shower and you sleep.
I heard you brought Saul's twin,
Oh, here it is.
Yes.
Why do you say that's my twin?
Well, a couple of years ago, I saw your penis. I can't call it a penis. I mean, that would be just like a joke. I saw your penis on TV and I was shocked.
I'm a grower, not a shower. And you saw my penis when I was taking a bath on Big Brother and it was flaccid and it was not erect.
Babe, I've spoken to people. Apparently, it's always flaccid.
Ooh.
I'm joking. I love you. I'm joking. Forgive me. I apologize. Take your penis.
Sol, pendula.
No, I apologize, Lala. I just couldn't resist.
What are you doing with this? What is this thing?
Nina went, I think she went to Japan and she brought us all penises.
Yeah.
Because she'd heard enough, she'd heard enough about our vibrators and she'd had enough of us using vibrators. So she brought us soap. So obviously you can't use soap.
And she's actually got a point because in the whole crew there, you guys weren't getting chowed. Bobby was like...
Babe, we were just like, well, I don't know about the other girls, but I had my vibrator.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was fabulous.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a podcast and chill, hanging out with, I don't even know what to call you, man. You're a journalist or you're
Oh my gosh, my boobs are everywhere.
You're a broadcaster.
Call me boob girl.
Boob girl.
Yeah.
Cooley Roberts in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Make some motherfucking noise.
Nice to see a girl in studio. Just like men everywhere.
And you said, who would you chow in the crew? Quentin, what did you say?
I said I'd start with the yellow ones first.
Yeah?
Because they're
that's,
weak.
That's Neo?
Yeah, they're weak. Neo, he'd probably cry and ask for his mother.
Oh, he's yellow. Aya's yellow. He's the yellowest.
Oh, that one will ask me for lunch. Please call me. So, no. But he's a bit hot.
So, you know, every time we shoot an episode, we'll just try to start with, you know, your background, your upbringing. So how was it during apartheid?
It was hideous, where you felt like you were subhuman. You were not human. You were told where to sit. You were told where to go to school. You were told
so
where
you were
to live.
In it.
Well, I was. I'm turning 50, so next year. So I was in it, but I had my parents did the whole Fortier thing. After they finished with Fortier, they went to the United States to study in Seattle. And
what's Fortier?
Fortier.
So,
yeah,
that?
University.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's in the previous Siskai, now called, it's in Alice, it's in the Eastern Cape.
Okay.
Fortier University.
Yeah.
So they completed Fortier, and obviously they weren't allowed to go to other universities, the so-called white universities. So they ended up in the United States, and they left me here, and I went to school in Athlone, a colored school. And
who are you staying with there?
Who was I staying with? I was staying with helpers and drivers.
Oh, shit.
Because my parents were in America. My grandparents were all over the globe because my aunt was in London, my other aunt was in Southampton, and my other aunt was somewhere else in America. So I was
with Luby this time?
No, I was not with Luby. She was in America.
Oh.
She was in America.
She was the chosen one.
She was the chosen one. It was so cute because I remember that day my grandmother putting on a wig on Luby. And so I'm like, I don't know. Black American. But it was lovely. So baby went. She was, and also she was a baby. I mean, I was probably like, what, 5 or 6.
But you're the younger sister, though.
Older.
Older.
Oh,
okay.
Older. So so she went and I stayed behind with the helpers, and I went to school in Athlone, Riverside, a colored school, a Seventh-day Adventist school. And then school ended at 2. Black drivers, as you know, I apologize for the generalization, but our drivers in Lini, instead of picking me up at 2, they picked me up at like 5 because they're busy jollering with the matriculants.
Hey.
Yes. So then what happened was the colored family that lived on the premises decided, but no, this kid is not going to be stuck here waiting every single day. Let her come. So then they brought me into their house, they bathed me, they gave me Nelson Mandela a hairstyle because they didn't know what to do with my hair because they had like white people's hair, straight hair. And after that, my parents came back from, after that school, I went to another Seventh-day Adventist school, another boarding school. And then after that, my parents came back from America and was like, oh my gosh, we missed you so much. There's another boarding school we found for you. So I went to another boarding school.
They shipped you away.
They shipped me away. I think they shipped me away because, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but they shipped me away because they were fine. And I was, you know, I had a routine.
So you never had a relationship with them?
Well, they were overseas and I was in boarding schools, you know. So, I basically...
And the helper becomes your mother. The driver becomes your father.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Now you understand the car situation.
Yes.
Now you understand. Mm. You know, a woman who's been helping me for 13 years cannot lose her job because I've lost my job.
Yeah.
So what I decided to do was get rid of my car so she could keep her job.
Just to give context, when she lost the Training SA gig, so she had to choose between a car. What car were you driving that time?
A Porsche? Yes.
Ooh.
4x4.
Training SA was paying that much.
I love it. What do you think they got rid of us? They couldn't afford us.
So she had to choose between the Porsche and a helper. Which one are you going to choose?
And the helper's been there for 15 years. You get rid of the car.
Obviously,
you get rid of the car. So you've got no car now.
So I've got no car. I haven't had a car. Well, my other car I gave to my daughter because, you know, that's what mothers do. You give them, you know, give them things.
Yeah.
So I use Ubers and people laugh about, oh, Willie Roberts, I got a motor. It's like, boo, dude, that's okay. I look like this.
Yeah. When did you start liking white men?
When did I start liking white men? Obviously, I'm not one of those people who says I don't see color. I went to school with white men. I went to school with colored men. I went to school with black men. And because black people are so, are such colorists, being this dark was a problem.
For real?
Being this dark was a problem.
Back then.
I mean, back then, you would see, like, Umfazi with a pink face and a black hand. You know, people were, maybe chaser. They were, you know, they were using that hydroquinone. They were bleaching. You know, what you see now is nothing. They've been doing it. So I don't think black guys were really into me because, you know, I was dark and I was loud and I'm a bit strange. And also, I'm not the kind of girlfriend who's going to want to stay with you when we're at a rave. I want to, like, be there and see what's happening. Do you know what I mean? So then I started hanging out with other races.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh my gosh. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's a different race. It was just like, it's a different guy, you know? I mean, the first white guy that I ever dated was American, and he got, suspended for being dodgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
And remember, tell me about the story where you went to Germany for your boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, so I was at UCT, right? I was dating this amazing German guy.
How do you even find him? Because there's no Tinder back then. There's no internet.
No, babe. I was at UCT. We were both at UCT. We were students at the University of Cape Town.
Yeah.
So we, you know, I'd see him on campus and he'd see me. And then one evening we were at the Baxter Theater and I was drinking with my friends. And I saw him sitting with a friend of his and next to the toilet.
Yeah.
So I'm cool. And I said, sorry, buddy, I'll give you a kiss if you give me a cigarette. Ati, I don't smoke. Did you my kiss? I still want my kiss. and that's how we hooked up. Yeah. And then we fell in love and we were in love and we were inseparable and we were at varsity. And then he had to go back to Germany and I was like, I'm not gonna let my boy go. And I had every intention of seeing him. So I flew to Germany and I told my parents that I was writing a supplementary exam at UCT. So I would phone them on some, it's a bad line. Static. Meanwhile, I'm like, it's coming.
What does that mean?
I'm arriving.
Oh, I'm coming.
Schnell.
Where's that nigga right now?
Oh my gosh. He still follows me on Facebook and I know on Twitter. And you know, he's just aged very badly. So I don't like acknowledge him because I mean, you know, that was the 90s. So why am I acknowledging him? He's gonna think I'm a stalker.
Yeah.
So he's got a wife and I've left him alone and you know, he looks like a dog. So what am I gonna do? Like go around talking to grenades. Hey grenade, how you doing?
Yeah. And you studied politics, man.
I did politics. I did political analysis until my third year. Mm. And I had two majors, history and political analysis. And in my third year, I went into that class, that tutorial, the lecture hall. And I was sitting there like this, like, what the hell are they saying?
Mm.
What are they saying? And of course, you know, student representative council guys. Once I'm like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't. This is not me. So I left political analysis because I just, you know, I didn't get it. It was just not for me. So I stuck with history and that's what I majored in.
Because you've always loved writing.
I've always loved writing. And my thesis was about gossip. It was about Lady Anne Barnard and how she used to write letters to Britain, telling them what was happening in the Cape. So I've always loved gossip. So naturally, when I finished varsity, about two weeks after graduating, I went straight to the ANC offices and I said, I've had a wonderful life. I've had a privileged life. I've been to private schools. I'm here to give back. This is me 7 months pregnant, wanting to give back. And they're like, but we've got no positions for women who are 7 months pregnant. And then eventually they just gave me a position as a volunteer. Yeah. A volunteer sitting in the office doing not much, but, you know, just to shut me up. Because I was like, I need to be helpful. I need to give back to my people. And then after giving birth, I went back to the ANC. And there wasn't really much for me to do. So then I end up at Fair Lady with the white girls again.
What was your dad's relationship with ANC? How was it like?
My father was the kind of father when they were in America, he would be writing letters to people like Yoko Ono and celebrities, telling them to abolish apartheid. Yes. My father was deep in the ANC.
What?
Deep.
Jimmy Mandela, everything.
Mandela, Oliver Tambo, all of them.
Zuma.
You know, what did Zahara say? Lolly well. No, so he kept most of them. To all of them. My dad is he's an incredible professor. He's an incredible man, a very very gentle man.
Yeah.
Mm,
do you still go back to the supermarket your grandparents owned?
I can't because now it's pick and pay. Like you know, in the township, everything's pick and pay. Blah blah. No, listen, my family still owns them, but pick and pay runs them. Yeah. Because my grandmother had a lot of money. She had a lot of money. Yeah. And what she did was, she was very clever. She bought in all these areas where we couldn't buy as black people.
Mm.
She got Jews. She's like, here's the cash. We work together with supermarkets. Here's the cash. Go and buy that house.
Mm.
And bring everything in my name.
Mm.
So then that's when she started collecting her properties. That's why in 2021, she still has Landuza properties and she still has her supermarkets.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yo.
No wonder you can get away with all the shit that you do.
I don't get away with anything.
You got a supermarket to go to.
No, it's not that. I don't rely on anything. I don't rely on anything. I don't want to get into trouble for anything. I'm just, you know, I'm just honest and maybe I'm inappropriate, but, you know, I don't intend to get into trouble.
What did you do with the money they left you?
What did I do with the money they left me? We went shopping. We went to Paris. We went to Switzerland. We went on a European vacation.
This is your grandparents' hard-earned money.
Yeah, but they had a lot of it. I mean, there was a lot of it. It had to be spent. I mean, my grandmother had so much money, she'd be like, I'd be taking you to San Francisco with me, but I can't take you because you're nqena. Awufuna ungcedisa xa ndisithi ndifuna ukuphakama. Ndithi kaloku ukhona nje, usithi, take care of San Francisco. I'll watch you guys. Well, I'll look at the pictures when you come back.
That's crazy, man.
But, you know, it was a wonderful life. I mean, obviously, it had its bitter moments as well. I remember when I used to be punished for, I think I was about 7 or 9, I don't know, or 8 or 10 or 11. I was young. I'd be punished to go to. I'd be banned. I'd be banished to the rural areas. Kuthwa noma kula uvula presents. Christmas before Christmas, sizakupanisha. Sizakusa kwabantu that you have never met before. Obviously, I'd never met them before, so I'd be like, okay. And I'd end up going with the driver, and he dropped me off at Dikeni in Alice. Rural areas. We would be sisinda. We would be looking basically. Rural areas, herding cattle, getting firewood with the whole works. And obviously being coolie rubbers, that was like, woohoo, adventure. Yeah. Following year, no ma kula usilenza, aksa kwa bandunga baziyo. I'm like, can we go? Third year, can we just go?
Yeah.
Like, and then that's when, I think that's another reason why they kept me at Landuza.
But what are you doing to get banned at such a young kid, bro?
My family used to buy real Christmas trees, like the real tree.
Yeah.
And then there'd be like hundreds of presents on the tree.
On the tree, yeah.
I'm 9 years old. Obviously, I'm going to open them.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they put the tree up on the 22nd. So obviously, I'm going to open them.
Ah, they were petty, man.
They were petty.
They were very petty.
So, and then I enjoyed the rural areas, and I think I got myself a boyfriend there. That's why I keep on going every single year. And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to open something. Granny, I've done it!
You know, my grandfather also owned a supermarket.
Mm.
And you know what?
Did you work there?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't it fabulous?
It was fabulous. And what you get to learn is that everyone is the same. Whether
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
That's why no one is beneath me or above me.
Exactly.
That's why I have no problems not having a car, because, I mean, my grandparents were driving German and in cars in the 70s. Why would I care about a car? I've lived all over the world. I know how to use great public transportation. If there's great public transportation, you don't need a car. Mm. I mean, I'm not scared that someone's going to like hijack my car. And when they call me about paying for insurance and paying for... I'm just like, leave me alone. I'm not involved in those things. I don't want a car. It's not my life, you know. Mm. I mean, Rome, the last overseas trip was Rome. They have these little smart cars, and you know, you just you download the app, and you give them your credit card details, and they give you access to the smart car, and you find it wherever in Rome, next to the Colosseum. It will be parked there. You punch in your numbers and the car opens. You get the keys. Whoa. And you drive the
car.
Yes, and you drive the car, and then when you finish using the car, you dump it wherever.
Hey, and they then, say and, they would take then, all the cars, eh? That would never happen in Italy.
So basically, if you've got a great Landuza transportation system, it's not an issue. And also, I work from home. Why do I need a car?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, you know, I need to go and like vaccine and stuff like that. But I use, you know,
are you vaccinated?
I am. I had to. I've got kids. I've got a grandkid.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
You know, I can't bounce on like, you know, I'm an anti-vaxxer. No, please.
Let's talk about journalism. When you get into journalism.
When did I get into journalism? I think when I was at Varsity with the whole Lady Anne Barnard.
Who did you go to Varsity with, like, famous people that we might know?
Who did I go to Varsity? I went to school with Nkosinathi Biko. I went to school with Tsiko Thomas. I went to Varsity with a lot of actresses. Phumla Gqola, I went to Varsity with. She's an author. Florence Masebe, She was exactly the same. She was wonderful. She was wonderful. She was. You know when you get negative vibes from people.
Yes.
In the 30 years that I in the 27. Oh, I don't know. Fuck.
100
years I've known Florence. Am I allowed to say fuck?
Yeah.
I apologize for saying fuck.
Fuck.
So in all those years, she's always just been like positive and a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful soul.
Mm.
Beautiful. Fat Joe. Fat Joe was there with the accent. He was exactly the same, like bubbly and accent and
he
big
told
lips.
Us he used to do crazy parties during varsity.
Yeah, we did crazy parties. I remember there was one party at the Mound, and I think it was MC. No, Varsity was fantastic. Varsity was awesome. I mean, I'm trying to think who else I was Varsity with, and they're gonna think that I can't remember. But yeah. I was at Varsity with some fabulous people.
And then Drum calls you up.
No. I was at Varsity. As soon as I completed Varsity, 2 weeks after I completed Varsity, I went to the ANC to beg.
Oh, yes, when you were pregnant,
yeah,
7 months.
I went to the ANC and I said, you know, I need to be useful. Make me useful. Mm. And I was 7 months pregnant, so, I mean, they couldn't really make me useful. Mm. So then after giving birth, I went to Fair Lady, and I started off at Fair Lady. And the great thing about Fair Lady was I found myself very useful, because at Fair Lady, it was completely white. And how they illustrated black people, they used West Africans. Mm. And as a black South African, I was like, no.
This is what's happening.
Mm. And I understand why you don't know, because you've been excluding us, and you've been hating us, and you've been saying that we are stupid and demeaning us, and... black South Africans don't look like this. These are black Americans, or these are West Africans. So I was part in that transformation, and I'm quite proud of myself there.
So when do you get to Drum then?
When did I get to Drum? So after Fair Lady. What happened to Fair Lady?
I love the way you repeat my question. Yes. And your answer.
So what happened with Fair Lady? With Fair Lady, they said to me, Cliff Roberts, we love you. What we want you to do is we want you to work in every single department, and then you must choose which department you want to go into. So I said, yeah, great. I love it. So then as soon as I finished, I was like, I want to go to Drum. Mm. Because same story at Drum. Mm. You know, there were no black people.
For real? When it started?
No, Drum in Cape Town. Oh. Not Drum in Johannesburg.
Okay.
Drum in Johannesburg was all about Sapphire Town. And he, you know. Yes. Drum in Cape Town, Ngabelungu. Mm. So obviously, I needed to bring the black products, the black like me's, the dark and lovelies, the black foundations. I needed to start from scratch. The hair products, the stock, you know, the plea for us to have our flesh-colored stockings instead of our mothers and grandmothers wearing those gray things. And so I had a role to play as a black person.
And you did it.
And I did it. I was teaching them about being black, that we're not, you can't just, you don't take a white doll and flatten its nose and say, oh, now there's a black doll. No. There's much more to us than
shit,
that.
And it still happens today.
Exactly.
Bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of my Drum days. I mean, the only thing that upsets me working at Drum was when we had to, play assistant to black beauty editors, because every single time a black woman won Miss South Africa, they were automatically made Drum beauty editor, while Drum had a beauty editor who was Cooley Roberts. Mm. But I was under the assumption that they probably thought I was mixed race, and they had to have a black person. Then I'm like, I'm black. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So that pissed me off. So every single year, I would beg and I would pray to God, let a white person win, please, Jesus Christ. Let a white person win, because I do not want to be. I don't want to be demeaned.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing the work.
So when did you become Shwa Shri?
Who says I was Shwa Shri?
Like, everybody thinks you were Shwa Shri.
I know everyone thinks I'm Shwa Shri because they want a villain.
Wasn't it Sonia Mutahung? Because I used to drive her, by the way.
I don't know if it was Sonia Mutahung.
You know Sonia?
I love Sonia Mutahung. I love you, Sonia. Where's my camera? I got to tell her I love her.
Yeah,
I love you, Sonia.
Yes,
I love you, Pelele. You said I was mentioning you. I mean, you know, my friends are peasants. They want to be mentioned on air. Anyway.
It's Sonia Mutahung, eh?
Yeah, Sonia Mutahung was fantastic. She was, I don't know if she wrote Shwa Shri. I have no idea if she wrote Shwa Shri. Yeah. I don't know if I saw her write Shwa Shri. I obviously saw her writing a lot of things, but I don't know if it was Shwa Shri.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you look at Shwa Shri, it's various genres. Mm. So I think it's you know, everyone just contributes.
You know what's the craziest thing that's happening right now?
What's happening?
I get it. Obviously, we've got a podcast, right?
Yes.
And then myself and Sol were once part of the industry.
Yes.
And then we got blacklisted, like I'm sure you have in your career.
Well, yeah.
And we're tossed aside, right?
Yeah.
So now we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Where, like, let's say, give me an artist, Sol.
Big Zulu.
Big Zulu releases an album.
Yeah.
And then we have to be honest to our audience, right?
Yeah.
And say, okay, cool, the track is, the album is hot or not.
Yeah.
Because that's our job.
Yeah.
And then if you say it's trash, you'll get Big Zulu calling you saying, ah, Marawai.
No, but that's content, Lala. Record him. When they do that, that's content. Record him.
For
and so I'm like, your celebrities are so brave. Here's a segment. And then you have a recording of him going, oh, you know, how can you give me such bad publicity? I work so hard on it. You
that's
got it.
That's unethical, man. It's unethical.
But it's honest.
But it's honest.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. You want content. Mm-hmm. Put a disclaimer.
Did you ever go through that when you were writing your pieces?
No. I was, you know, I got into trouble for the colored piece that I wrote. And basically, people wanted me to write about shacks. And they wanted me to write about RDP houses. And they wanted me to write about whatever they thought was black. They didn't consider that, hey, maybe this woman was actually raised by colored people. Maybe she's actually talking about real people. Maybe these are not stereotypes. Mm. So the question is, who's the racist then? Mm. They're the problem. I'm not the problem. My family just refused to abide by apartheid's rules. We had homes in Rondebosch, in Constantia, during apartheid. We basically, you know,
we were soft.
Whatever.
We were
soft. I wouldn't say we were soft, because being under apartheid, you're never soft.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, one person being in pain, you can never be soft.
Yeah.
You can never be soft. All the accumulation, all the houses she was buying was for us to have a better life.
Yeah.
And to be useful, which is what I do.
Yeah.
So it was never soft. And also, I mean, maybe I'm romanticizing the whole being banished to the Landuza, to the rural areas. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts, because obviously you don't forget about the fact that I'm in a car with two men, and one of them is driving, and the other one is molesting me. And those are things that we don't talk about, because we want to be happy. We want everything to, you know, you want your life to be normal.
And
you want to be
then
like
your
everyone
parents
else.
Are in America.
My parents are in America, my grandmother's wherever. You know, people are busy. You can't be telling them, bye, he was what.
No ways, you got molested.
A few times. A lot of women get molested. All the time. And this is a person who got molested, and every single year she was going back to the same place. And every single year I knew it would happen, but I had to go there, because it was also peace from Cape Town, because there were problems in Cape Town as well. That's why I had to get away. I mean, you know, the whole thing of like being stuck in different boarding schools does sort of like make you feel a bit like a loser and a reject and an outcast. You know what I mean? So things did happen, but we were talking. What were we talking about?
I can't remember, but that's fucking deep.
Yeah, no, it was deep.
How much rape do you think happens in the industry? Like, how many women do you think?
I think it's such a sick industry that, I mean, I wrote about it in my book, Siren. It's such a sick industry that I know a lot of people work. I mean, they sleep for work. You know, they have to have sex with people for employment. And those are things that obviously would never be offered to kuli robbers, because bah mas ba kuli robbers without kala wongum tu ba I make jibe funu la na. That ain't funny, because good one or some fun or so.
You and I need to have a meeting. This thing that you think I've got a smoke.
No, okay, I apologize.
And you can see it, you got front view, hey boy.
I know. Starting to miss my vibrator, gone.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, so women get I was watching your podcast with a celebrity who was going on about, oh my gosh, you know, when you're vulnerable, that's when you're most accessible. Mm. And I was thinking, you know, that's exactly how women are treated all the time. Mm. And we just smile and we wave when we continue with life.
You can say something.
Yeah, so easy. Mm. You know, that's how we get treated all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling someone that you're vulnerable, and that's when you are most...
You know, it's crazy. I don't think that moment was that big, because when it happened to me at the time, even now, I was like, I don't think it was that deep.
I understand. It probably wasn't, because, I mean, you know, he's a mate. He's not... You don't see him as a lecherous ex-con. But
yeah.
The point is that that's what happens to women all the time.
Shit.
And people are doing it with smiles.
Yeah. And a contract.
Yes, and a contract.
Yeah.
And Mameda, you're busy posing with someone, and you're posing, it's an official picture. They've got their ass in your... they've got their hand in your... And you're behind, and there's nothing you can do but smile.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it is what it is. And as women, we are, I don't know, God gave us the strength to just... For me, it's about the kids. We've got to look after our kids. Mm. And unfortunately, we find ourselves in situations we don't want to be, we can't get out, because we need the income for the kids.
Yeah. Did you ever have to write a story about Nsubi? Like a bad story about it?
No. My sister hates interviews. She hates Landuza.
Yo, Mara, I'm coming here.
Wait, she
with
hates
a scoop. I'm like, Nsubi did this.
No, babe, listen to me. if anything is written about my sister, whether I'm dead or alive, she'll blame me.
Oh.
There are so many things I don't get told because you are a tits. They don't tell me anything.
Because I was watching the interview you did with Gary Cliff, and Unati was there. Mm. And she was mad because you wrote some stuff about her. But it was your job.
Well, I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's talking about, but it was my job. And I want to say, I want to apologize to Unati because I was quite angry with Unati. What happened with Unati is that Unati got scammed. Someone called her and said, "Hi, I'm Coolie Roberts. I'm calling from auntie's phone. I don't have any money. Please, can you deposit some money for me?" She deposited the money.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know who it was. No, there was someone else who scammed me.
It's not Ntobzi.
Ntobzi scammed me as well.
It was him.
No. There wasn't Ntobzi who scammed Unati.
There's another guy.
Yes.
How many guys are there?
Babe, let's continue with Unati. So what happened was then Unati deposited the money. And then a couple of weeks later, she called me. She's like, "Koli, I don't want to be, you know, awkward or anything, but ngicela imali yami." I'm like, "Come, what you talking about?" And she's like, "Uye waboleka imali kum usithi awunamali and you used Andy's phone saying that your phone was broken." I'm like, "But why wouldn't you
call me or something,
you know?" Yeah. And also, if you say that you're owed 4,000, how was it given to you? Because the e-wallet, the maximum is 3,000.
Yes.
And was it given to you? And also, surely you should have the number. And if it was an EFT, you should have that. So I was like, "Girl, I don't know what you're going on about, but never phone me again."
You said that.
I said that to her because I hate being accused. Mm. I was accused a couple of years ago, but yeah, I stepped with Vuyembul. It's like, come on, guys. Not that it makes a difference to my class or anyone else. But the point is that never happened.
Yeah.
And
you're a proud woman.
And I'm a proud woman. And also I've got taste. Mm. And like, you know, let me choose my, you know, who I'm going to sleep with. Mm. So I just want to apologize to Nazi because I think I shouldn't have been as angry as I was, but I just felt accused.
Yeah.
And I apologize profusely, Unati. And that's the end of that.
How are you related to Nazi?
She married my brother. My cousin is my cousin. But we were basically raised as siblings because remember everyone was overseas.
So Thomas!
Thomas, yes!
Yeah, dog. Thomas is Kubi's cousin, meaning her sister. So, old cousin, summer.
Oh, wow.
So how would Unati not know your voice then? How would she
understand? Babe, the whole thing is bizarre.
It's weird.
The whole thing is weird. Because ultimately, how would you not know my voice?
And your also, family.
Why wouldn't you phone it, the number? Okay?
Yeah, your family.
It was all very, very strange. It was all very odd.
Someone milked Unati. Someone
milked her. And that's the only reason I apologized to her. Because me, I was very angry that I was being accused.
Yeah.
Because Guto cool. And I'm like, I've never phoned you in my life.
Mm.
What are you talking about? I didn't even know whose number this was. Mm. And you're busy accusing me of...
What's this guy? Ntobzi guy.
Oh, Ntobzi. Oh, gosh.
Ntobzi. Is he still around?
Oh, gosh, Ntobzi. Ntobzi is probably still around. Ntobzi is a young guy. And,
fuck, do you know about Ntobzi, dog?
No, I don't know.
Do you
listen
know?
To this.
Who's Ntobzi?
Yeah, listen to this.
So, basically, you know, you go out and you meet people and you're nice to them. And Ntobzi then started leeching on as in, like, never leaving my side. Fine. And then, you know, you go to the ATM and you make transactions. Gandhi Ntobzi is like this.
Oh, gosh.
So, one day, I'm driving home. I hear my phone going, dee, 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 dee. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I look down, transactions, Abo Aldo's, Abo Landuza. He basically stole my card and he was using it at Mac and at Aldo's. And the police have footage of him, but they say that, oh no, there's nothing that they can do because they can't find him. This is Ntobzi. Then I forgave Ntobzi. 4 years later, someone sends me a Landuza, a picture of Ntobzi. Ntobzi is having the time of his life. He's in Landuza in, what do you call it? He says he's in Clifton, but Musekai Licha. So I posted the picture saying that this is what Ntobzi did to me. Next thing, I get a phone call from this woman. "Hi, Kuli. Please can we sort out the whole Ntobzi incident? He's very, very sorry. He knows how much you liked him, and he's very, very sorry. And he would like to make amends because he has a job now. He's dating this married man, and this is this married man's name." I'm not going to divulge it because, I mean, it's just that's exactly what Ntobzi wants.
Yeah.
You know, he's married to this married man. No, first of all, first it was a phone call. Mm. Then it was like, oh, no, I've got bad signal. So let me like, do the WhatsApp. So then we had the conversation on WhatsApp. Then I decided, okay, you know what? Let me phone you. Mm. So then I phoned and I'm talking to this person. I'm like, Dobsi, I can hear it's you, you motherfucker. I got scammed twice by the same person.
What?
Scammed me twice.
So who's the guy who'd call your celebrity friend and say, hey, I need money?
Dobsi. Dobsi would phone the Sama Awards people and say, like, hi, it's cool. The other thing is, Dobsi is very good at
disguising
impersonations. And he would, Landuza, and also now my son, like a man. So he'd be like, hi, this is Coolie Roberts. Can I have some tickets for the Summers, please? And they would leave them somewhere. And then obviously Coolie Roberts would
never... I need some Mac products.
He did the same thing. I need some Mac products. He went to, wow. Landuza, I don't know what radio station she works for, Shadow Twala in Cape Town, pretending to be my cousin.
Untobeko. So maybe it's Ntobzi then who scammed Unati, claiming he was you.
It's very, very possible. It's very, very possible.
Nah, definitely. It can't be a scam around. And
my question is, though, how are you scammed of $4,000? If you don't have the EFT to prove, if you can't trace it.
So you're saying the scam possibly never happened?
I don't know what's going on. It's all bizarre.
And it's still going on. Or it's done now.
I blocked her.
And she's divorced, you know.
She's still family. She'll always be family.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
But I did apologize profusely. But I, you know, she'll always be family.
Well, why would you apologize?
No, I blocked her, but I love her. She's my family.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're allowed to block family. She's my family.
Yeah. You're probably gonna see her tonight at dinner or whatever.
No, the point is that I whenever I see her, I'll go on my knees and I'll apologize profusely.
Yeah.
That's what family does.
Did you ever get any beefs with like some of the people that you wrote about, like death threats or anything like that?
No, not death threats, but, you know, just people not misunderstanding me. You know, once I wrote that, oh, Oskido, you clean up well. He didn't get it at all.
Yeah.
He thought it was an insult.
He was pissed.
He was pissed.
Oskido.
He was pissed.
But it sounds like an insult.
No! No!
Clean up well?
You clean up well. You clean up well.
He's not like the best dressed guy.
That's not what I meant at all. Basically, you clean up well means you look great. Whether irrespective, well, I suppose you can't say irrespective because you would have seen his previous outfits. But the point was, it was a compliment. And
he's not fazed about the way he looks.
Well, clearly he is. But, you know, people get upset. People don't invite me to functions because, oh my gosh, Ukuli, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, dude, I'm 50, I don't give a fuck.
You spoke about being blacklisted. Who blacklisted you?
Well, obviously, I can't confirm who blacklisted me because they'll always deny it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know who blacklisted me, but I know I was.
Mm.
Who do you believe blacklisted you?
I'm not going to tell you either, but okay. I know I was. I was told I was.
Did you care?
No, because I come from a supermarket. I can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I honestly didn't give a fuck.
Mm.
On some, like, I serve a living God.
Mm.
I had a sangoma the other day send me a DM saying, "But yeah, they've been lawyering you for years. Don't. But just keep praying. I'm like, okay, cool, great.
Do you remember the sangoma's name? Because a sangoma tweeted me also, DM'd me.
Yeah.
About Kuli?
No, about me.
Oh.
I don't know. I've got on my phone, though.
Please. Because I'm on my phone now. I'm on Twitter. It's probably... And I was like, scammer.
Was it Tola Smo?
Nah. I think Tola Smo has got his own problems.
It's Mama something, based on Santin, which I found weird.
Yeah, it was someone.
By the way, I love Tolles Mo, man. That was just a joke.
No, of course.
For the sake of content.
No, of course, content. Content, you better behave yourself. Content. Calm down, man. What's wrong with you? Mr. Pink. What the hell?
Are you looking for the sangoma? Why are you singing a sangoma, Kuli?
Dozakai, I was not singing a sangoma, Dozakai. I was sitting minding my own business, and this woman just sent me a random DM saying, "But people are Landuza, they're back lawyer, and people want to see your demise, and people are, they hate you, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, oh my gosh, this is also
but unoriginal. Lala, have you seen a sangoma, Lala?
I've been told by a lot of people that I should get into that realm.
Mm.
But because I don't come from a family that believes or knows it, I suppose they probably know, but doesn't...
But you're not answering my question. I've said, have you seen one?
No.
You've never?
No.
You've never consulted?
I've been told to.
Is it?
Mm. Apparently things are blocking my success. They don't even know what my success is, what my concept of success is.
Yeah.
So don't define things and don't scare me by saying about your success being blocked. Mm. My success is not to have 700 couches. I'm not so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
So the point is that let me be me.
Yeah.
And if people are blocking me, let them block me.
Yeah.
Let them do them.
Did you find the song, Oma?
No. After she inboxed me, I then changed, I closed my DMs.
Mm.
So now I think I need to open them because it was like a DM request.
Oh, okay.
But I'll find it.
No, no, cool. She told me.
Listen, you're very opinionated about a lot of things, right?
Yeah, but I want to be nice.
Okay, I'm just going to give you topics.
Yeah.
And tell me what you think.
Okay.
Ageism.
I experience it all the time because I look like this. I'm supposed to be in traditional way. I was actually told this. You can't be walking around in skimpy clothes. Ageism is everywhere. And ageism is understandable because South Africa's got, you know, it's a young population. So they see, oh, Obakuli Roberts in their little G-strings. They answer, I'm like, oh my gosh, okoko. And meanwhile, they're busy trying to sell, like, you know, slimming products. It's like...
But I think what one thing these young kids don't understand is longevity.
Longevity. They don't get it at all. They think, I suppose because of social media, you know, they're becoming millionaires
overnight.
Overnight. So they think they don't need to learn or take any interest on pay school fees. Exactly. Mm. On how things are done properly, you know?
Yeah.
On how people are treated.
Yeah. Couch casting.
Couch casting is still happening. Couch casting is still happening, especially with the yellow ones. And unfortunately, with the state of the nation, the state of the country, the pandemic and the economic situation, people are selling their.
How come no one ever speaks about it? I've spoken to so many people.
Well, they're not going to speak about it because they, you know, their jobs are on the line. You and I don't care. They hate us anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
What do you think needs to happen to end that? Because in this day and age, I don't understand how that's still happening.
Well, it's happening because women are desperate. It's happening because men are powerful. And it's happening because there are enablers everywhere. I mean, if you were doing that kind of... If you were feeling up my thigh right now, would Saul say anything? Would he stop you?
No, not at all.
Exactly.
He'll go. Keep on going, boy. Higher and higher.
The point is that...
deeper and deeper. No, let's be honest.
No, the point is that I find that a lot of men are enablers. They will watch something happening to you and they won't say anything because nobody wants to be awkward. I mean, the woman doesn't want to be awkward herself. And then it's worse. The men around her don't want to be awkward because nobody wants to lose their job.
But couch casting happens between... It's a private thing. It's you and the director.
Behind closed doors.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is... But oh my gosh, I slept with Saul.
Oh yeah, because that's why you do it.
Yeah, baby. They brag. Yeah. But I got Saul, you know.
You think it's still rife?
Of course it is. It'll always be rife. If people are looking for employment, people are looking for money, people are looking for jobs.
You know, I was saying to Saul the other day, right? They fired Sumizi or they let him go because of the bullshit that he's going through right now, right? But the same people that let him go, what are they doing? They're probably doing far worse, right?
It's a matter of not getting caught.
What do you mean?
Like,
did they give a waiter a lift and take him to Andriaki and end up in court?
They didn't get caught.
Like, they didn't get caught.
They
didn't get caught.
Yes.
They didn't get caught.
That's what I mean. You got caught. Sorry.
Even
though they're doing the same thing.
It's all too much for me. I mean, the line is blurred. Where's the difference between a personal life and Ilanduza Umsebenz? You know, surely if he and Umuhale patch things up, are they going to take him back? Do you know what I mean? It's all too much. It's all too much. Why are they involved? And also, where's the evidence? Because I can say, wow, you molested me. Obviously, that won't be possible because, I mean, we've heard about your dick as well. So, the point is that, you know,
turn off the camera. I need to show her something.
Please. Guys, please turn it off. I need to laugh.
Do you remember when I met you?
We're in the parking lot. What with the Savannah? I'm like,
I don't know what she was doing. I think you were doing real composo.
This is years ago then.
Yes,
please tell me.
It was the first time I met you.
Do tell me.
So I just got fired. I think it was YFM or 947. She came up to me before we recorded. She's like, Lala, don't worry, you're going to be fine. I'm like, oh, thank you, Cooley. I haven't heard that in years. Wow, you know, man. I just got fired. That means a lot. Cameras went on. Hey, Lala, why did you get fired? You remember that? It was an event.
My baby, excuse me, you're the same one who went, what's her name? Miss Loliwe Uzahara was going on about her drinking. Wait, when I, so, are you still drinking? I'm like, no! She already said she didn't want to talk about it. No, what was it? What was the show called? Headline was fantastic.
You remember that?
Yes. Headline was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, we just ambushed you guys.
Yeah.
We ambushed, and you know, obviously some people wouldn't invite us to their functions because you're supposed to be like, ask them, so who are you wearing? We don't give a fuck who you're wearing. Did you buy it? Did you pay the designer? Because designers are complaining out there. That's what we wanted to know.
Yeah. But I appreciate it. It meant a lot. Coming from you,
my love,
man.
The thing is that you're always going to succeed. I mean, look at you now. All these big names are coming to you. I mean, you know, you are yourself from then.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing you mustn't forget, ukhulele a supermarket like myself.
Yes.
Abantu yabazi.
Yes.
Abantu yabazi. Akho mntu moyikayo. Akho mntu phezu kunawe. I mean, I've been the tall girl. I've been the packer. I've done everything.
Mm.
You know, I've scratched in people's bags in the bag counter. You know, those bag counters that they had. Mm. They still have them now. But, you know... We just move on.
Yeah,
100%. Because he has Azi and he has Tanda.
Weight loss.
Oh, weight loss.
Talking about your weight loss. What's going on?
Well, darling, mm-hmm. People should be talking about my movie, Angelina.
Yes.
Angelina is about four amazing, amazing women. Well, they're very, very poor. This one is me. The role I play is Tina. She's a prostitute.
Are you dissecting?
Excuse me?
Are you dissecting?
What do you mean dissecting?
Digressing.
Digressing? No. Jesus. No, I'm trying. Dissecting. I'm the surprise. It's not your first language. What about Kelly? It's not your first language. Ha. Dissect when I'm mom. Dissect when I did. Lala. So when you were dissecting, when I'm nga. So basically, I was doing a movie called Angelina.
Yeah.
And this character is called Tina. And she lives in a caravan, and she's poor, and she's a prostitute, and she's practically a street person, and she's skinny. Mm. She's not obese. She's not a size 34. Mm. So I got skinny for the role. Mm. What do they call it? Method acting.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I got the method around.
So you've been method acting for a while?
For a while, but for like a couple of years.
Yeah.
No, Yes, I lost the weight for the movie, and also you know all the changes in my life.
You lost weight before the movie, don't
you? Did I?
Yeah, you did.
You've been
losing years.
Have I? Yeah. I think it's the stresses in my life.
For real.
I think it's the stresses. Also, now I'm the kind of person who will sit for like 3 days and then realize, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten.
For real. Mm. Bro, but what kind of stress is it? Your life looks perfect.
No, I stress myself out.
Mm.
It's the smallest things.
But that's every woman does that.
The smallest things, like, oh my gosh, I'll forget to pay my electricity and because I'm on prepaid, because in Pretoria, they estimate by the size of your house. They don't care whether you live with a small person or whatever. Yeah. They just estimate. So now I'm on prepaid. So I was stressed about things like that. I mean, I get stressed about the fact that, you know, I'm alone, I'm single, I'm alone, my kids have left, my nest is empty.
Oh, shit, you're alone, they've left.
No, don't laugh and say, shit, you're alone, they've left. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm all alone in this house and I've, you know...
You and your dildo.
Me, my dildo.
Vibrator.
Vibrator.
What do you call it?
My vibrator.
Shakes.
Yeah, no, I'm having... No, so I've been stressed for a while. And I think I've been stressed.
So it's not depression.
It's probably depression as well.
Wow. Do you see a psychiatrist?
I'm on antidepressants.
So you don't see a psychiatrist?
I don't anymore. I used to. Right now, I don't have that much money to be spending on psychiatrists. So I spend on other things like my flat and my house.
Yeah, I started seeing one like 2 months ago. You finally referred me.
No, you need to talk to someone.
Yeah, man. It's good, eh?
Yeah. You need to talk to someone. I used to, but then, you know, obviously I had to prioritize.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, there's nothing wrong with downsizing black people. There's nothing wrong with having a car one day and not having it. Being able to see a psychiatrist and not being able to. It's called life.
You downsized.
What?
Your life.
I had to.
You lost.
I had to.
Coolly.
I had to.
No way.
But like I just told you, we spoke about it. I downsized and I sold my car.
Yeah, but that's just a comment.
And then I got rid of DSTV because I'm not going to be paying R1,000.
So you're not going to see this episode on Channel O?
No, I probably won't.
Ow.
Because I'm poor.
I'm watching at my place.
babe, because I don't have DSTV.
Yeah.
And I don't, I mean, I know you can have different kinds of bouquets, but I mean, it's like, yeah. If I don't have the 1,000 rand one, I don't want it.
But don't you find that it's, life is more enjoyable when you downsize? You appreciate the little things.
The thing is, I've always appreciated the little things. Yeah. Remember our
You're
background.
Not materialistic.
No, yes, no. Yes. I mean, I work Gucci and all this. You've known about these things for decades. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, it made no difference in my life. I mean, now I'm just on Netflix, and I don't even pay for the Netflix because I'm downsizing, so my kids must pay, because he's, you know, he lives overseas and he's got euros.
Yeah.
So he pays for the Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
I just use his Netflix.
Yeah.
And he sends me money every month. I love my life.
All right, cool. Next topic. Mm. Oh, what do you say?
No, I won't stop.
Mm. Eh?
I won't stop. I look, I cool, so I instead of too much.
Dando.
Next topic.
A casual.
Mm, that's uh-huh. Mm,
jeez.
Celebs taking things personally.
Celebs taking things personally. I think some celebs, I think the younger generation have been warned about me. Oh, be careful of Kuli Roberts. She'll write horrible things about you, and then she'll come and smile.
Duh.
I mean, why am I not smiling? Am I gonna write a horrible thing about you and still be like grumpy about it afterwards? I'm gonna smile. I'm like, did she see it? The point is that it's not a lie. It's just, you know, a different perspective.
I'm glad she never wrote about us. Hey, you would have killed us.
Read the paper on Sunday. the point is that yes, they take it personally, and yes, they have a right to take it personally, because you know it's about them.
Mm.
You know, and a lot of them, they're trying out, and they feel that, you know, Ukuli might have so much power that she's gonna make me lose gigs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they do take it personally, and they're allowed to take it personally because they're human.
So now with social media, people write personal shit about you. Do you take that personally?
Do I take it personally? I just block them.
So you do?
I do.
Nah.
I do.
Do you not feel how they were feeling when you were writing shit about them?
No.
Mm.
No, because I make sense.
Okay.
And boy, now they were dissing me about my weight. And at the same time, busy selling slimming products.
Mm.
It's like...
It's like, which one?
Must I be fat? Must I be thin? You know, what do you want? I was called a para boy. They said I look like biltong. Bati, I look hungry all the time. Bati, ngimu. These are like strange things. Meanwhile...
Why are you reading all this shit, bro?
No, because firstly, I'm a writer.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's interesting because if you think about it, everybody wants to be thin. So everything that they're saying is just like ludicrous.
Mm.
Because they're all on diets.
Mm.
And they're going on about how thin Kuli Roberts is.
Mm.
And ultimately, I'm a size 32 now, which is annoying because I was a size 30. You get used to it, you know, being tiny.
Yeah, why is it that when black people get thin, we think, they have HIV or they're sick
no,
or something?
No.
What's wrong with that?
No.
Yeah, stigma.
It's a stigma.
Yeah.
It's very, this is why Abelung West is this bang. Nonsense like that. Oh, so they thought I had HIV?
No. I'm not just saying. I'm just saying.
I mean, you know, if you think about it, I mean, it's 2021. Even if I had HIV, what?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's corona.
Exactly.
The worst thing, babe. The worst thing. And I shouldn't have said it. So there's these two amazing brothers. One's HIV positive and the other one's got Landuza, had corona. And I was like, oh my gosh, imagine if you tell me.
That's filthy. I'm not loving. Mesh, cut that out.
I'm not loving, yeah. Please cut that out. Please cut that out.
I never cut anything out.
No, the point is that HIV, corona, Ebola, whatever, these are things zomhlaba azakanazo. So if you are at home and you've got HIV or Ebola or whatever, you didn't bring them. You're not the first one. You're not going to be the last one to have it.
Yeah, because they want to wipe us out.
Babe, do you know what? How I feel, I was watching Noah last night.
Oh, yeah?
On Netflix. And you know what? If they want to wipe us out, let's go.
Mm.
We are disgusting anyway. These 10-year-olds are pregnant. These 10-year-olds are being... Not these 10-year-olds are pregnant. These 10-year-olds are being raped by people they know. Life SD, man, look at what happened there. We allowed our own family members to die. Because, of course, family members need to take accountability. You can't just go and see, I went to see McG and he'd lost 20 kilos. And I thought, that's a great look for summer. No. You take McG out of that place and you bring him home.
Mm.
Accountability.
Mm. What do you think about the black race?
Well, I think it's a beautiful race. I just think that the black race has been persecuted so much that... when I see a black person being pushed in a trolley and like whirling around, it makes my world. I want black people to have fun. I want black people to stop taking themselves so seriously. And I understand why. I understand why. They've had to fight harder than everyone else. And we still have to fight harder than everyone else. You go to Heathrow, you're a black person. They, you know, the black and the black Muslim lesbian, imagine. Hell. So as a black person, I love being a black person, and I just want black people to have fun, because black people all over this planet have been oppressed.
Having married a white man, mm-hmm. do they get it? What? Like white people? Like,
no, white people are not, what's the word? It's not, they're not family members. They don't know each other. It's not a generalization on some, like, white people like chocolates. White people like lollipops. There are different kinds of white people. And he was not a South African.
So, oh,
he is not a South African.
They're the nicest ones, eh? The ones from overseas. The
I mean, what am I going to do, date a white South African? Who does that?
Peter. Jan.
Fastanje.
Van Rooyen.
Fastanje. No, so he was Welsh, and they called them the Blacks of Europe.
Yeah.
And
Welsh, the Welsh guys.
The Welsh, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
But even the Irish guys.
Yeah, I don't know about that bit, but yeah. I know the Welsh, they call them that. I could be wrong, but hey, these things happen. I won't be the first one who's wrong, I won't be the last. Anyway, he was just a guy, you know, he just happened to be white and Welsh. It wasn't, I'm going to look for a white guy because I want to have mixed race children, because I don't want my children to be dark like me and to be insulted like me. He was just a nice guy.
Remember? Oh yeah, you met him in high school, yeah.
No, I made some advice. Yeah, yeah.
Why did you tell your parents though that you were getting married?
No, Galu, you don't tell your parents. You tell the aunts that they hate.
Eh?
You manipulate.
But your parents must. Who's gonna walk you down if it's not your father?
Babe, I got married during my lunch hour.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, that hour that you take to eat. I was on some. I'm not eating. We're going to the Lantuza, to the magistrates, and we're gonna go get married. And that's what we did. And then I came back to work with confetti in my hair.
Two of you?
Yeah.
No family?
We had a witness. No family.
You need a witness.
No family.
Who was the witness?
My assistant.
Wow.
Natalie. Hi, Nat. She's doing very well. She's living in Saudi Arabia. She's so wealthy.
Does he still recognize you now, or he still doesn't recognize you?
No, he recognizes me now because I'm wearing makeup. That day he didn't recognize me. I wasn't wearing makeup. Sick. No, do you know what happened? I just arrived from Durban and I saw him at the airport and I went to give him a big hug and he's on something like this. Who's this? I'm like, it's Coolie, your ex-wife. He's like, oh my gosh. Because also I think it was the weight loss.
It was
the weight loss. So he didn't recognize me. He thought I was like some 25-year-old. And I'm like, it's me, your ex-wife, you know, getting these babies. But yeah, he does recognize me, but he doesn't really like me.
South African industry, entertainment industry, is it evolving? Is it growing? What do you think?
I think it's evolving. I think it's growing. I'm loving what I'm seeing with the Mitlales. I'm loving the fact that you know.
I'm shocked you know Mitlali. Wow.
I love Mitlali. I'm close to Mitlali. I've known her uncle for years.
Oh, for real?
Ulanduzu, so Nabil and Damase, who made the shirts for Utadu Madiba. Yes, I've known that family for years. So yeah. I went to New York with Usonabile about 10 years ago, and one boy like a dollar. Every time he sees me, ufuna idola yakhe.
Yeah.
Very awkward.
It's very awkward.
20 years later, he still wants his dollar. No, he's a lovely guy. I love Sonabile Damase, yes.
Yeah, no, I
think it's evolved. I love what's happening with social media. I love the opportunities that black people are getting. I love the promos that kids are getting. I love the fact that I love the black pride.
Yeah.
I love the industry. I love the products. Can I mention them?
Yeah.
I love Drip. I love Batsu. I love the fact that, you know, black people are doing their things. They're given the opportunity. They have the opportunities now to create their own brands, and they're creating their own brands. What is it? Limpopo, Mpumalanga. They're all creating gin.
Yeah.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Do you own any Drip or Batsu?
I have Drip because I actually met him on Twitter.
Likao,
the owner of Drip. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. I met him on Twitter and he was selling chickens.
Chickens? Live chickens. Or like
live chickens. Live chickens. And I was excited. And I was excited because, like, I do horses, Venglene, and I've decapitated like thousands of chickens. So, like, when I saw chickens, I was like, woohoo, maybe I can decapitate it. Anyway, so he was selling live chickens, and I was on. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'd love some chickens. And obviously, I bought them frozen because he was selling them for me to cook, not for me to have at home. And
that's amazing, eh? And no one knew him at that time.
No one knew him.
That's amazing.
This was last year.
Yeah.
This was last year. This was last year.
Man, maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Maybe 2019. Yeah.
Okay, I've got the pictures. Anyway, well, it was not 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was not 3 years
2019,
ago.
2019,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
So dude brought the chickens to my house. I'm like, oh, cool. Cool. Next thing, dude is on. So I'm like, I'm making sneakers. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me help you out there as well.
What a leap! Wow.
Yeah. So I'm proud of the fact that this man came from chickens to amazing shoes.
You know he's got a warehouse now in Midrand. Have you seen that?
Every time I drive past this, I'm like, this umona, papa, umona. Umona. Close that window. Tinted. Damn. Satana, babati. Yeah, no, I'm very proud of him. I'm very, very proud of him.
That's the good side of social media. Cyberbullying. What's your take on that?
The thing is that, you know, you shouldn't take them seriously. Half the time, these people are 12 years old. Mm. Half the time, they're sitting under a tree. Half the time, they're, like, high on something. Half the time, they've just beaten. They've just been beaten in a fight by their mates.
And it's not about you.
And it's not about me, you know?
It's whoever, whoever rocking today.
Yeah, exactly. Who are we rocking today?
Who rocking?
And so I just block. What I do is I block all their followers.
You block all of their followers?
Yeah, because I'm like Herod like that. Remember when Herod went around looking for Jesus?
Yes,
killing all the boy children.
So if I have 10,000 followers, you're going to block all my 10,000 followers?
Well, eventually.
For real?
But obviously, if you have 10,000 followers, I'll probably like block like 100, then get bored.
That's not all of them.
No, but look, Abana Ban Gezela, you are people with like 20 followers. But I'm going to block your followers! 20 people. Obviously, I'm not going to be on some, Bonang, I'm going to block your followers. Like, huh?
Yeah.
So it's toxic. And of course, we take it personally sometimes, but you must just remember, it's not about you, it's about that person.
Radio. What do you think about radio right now?
I love radio. I'm not really listening to it right now. I'm just listening to.
So how can you love it if you don't listen to it?
I love it because I love the personalities, I suppose.
Which personalities?
My cousin, Bad Boy T, and Skubo on Kaya. Yeah, I'm very proud of them.
Perfect match.
Perfect match.
It's like they're polarizing, like in terms of the total difference.
Yes.
But when they come together,
the mix is beautiful. No, they're absolutely incredible. And I'm also very proud of my, my female friends who are on various stations, whether it's in the Eastern Cape or in Johannesburg. I'm just happy for people to be working, man.
I'm happy for Anele.
I mean, Anele has just taken over. Anele is like,
Do you know how much money she's making?
For me, it's not about money.
Oh, yes.
Good for her. I hope she's making like 30 million a minute.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves it.
Do you remember?
I'm not impressed by people's money.
Yeah, I know.
It's their hearts. Yeah. I don't give a damn if you're making 30
Whose
million a
day. Whose hearts do you like in the industry? Give me 5 hearts.
Florence.
Masebe.
KG.
Who's KG?
Mukwetse.
Who's that?
She's a radio personality.
Umuto. Okay, yes.
KG, the actress as well.
I don't know her.
Where the fuck are you from?
Netflix.
most people.
That's three. Give me 2 more.
Robert
Morrow.
Robert is cool. I find Smoo cool.
Did you
Smoo? Yeah, I find Smoo cool. Mm. Calling everyone Khotman. I think he accidentally called me Khotman. It's one of those. No. Everyone's cool. I have no problems with anyone.
Trending SA, what happened?
Yeah. Trending SA, what happened? I think what happened with Trending SA is that we were costing them too much. Mm. And we were costing them a lot.
But it was worth it.
Exactly.
Because after he left, it didn't trend.
Exactly.
You sound like Zara there. Exactly.
But are you still drinking? Yeah, no, losing training essay was terrible because, as Sol was saying, that training essay could have lasted for decades and decades and decades.
Yeah, because there's something trending.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also understand why they had to try and
How
find...
How much were you charging? You can say it now. I mean, it's not like you're earning that now.
Exactly.
How do you know?
Yeah. You just said you don't have DSTV.
Come on, supermarkets. Which black woman do you know is going to tell you they've got money? Which Xhosa woman? Which Xhosa woman is going to tell you they've got money?
Okay, can I guess? Tell me if I'm right or wrong. 80K?
No, man.
120?
Yeah.
Phew.
Fuck! Why did they call me?
Okay, now you needed to get fired.
You know, we needed to get fired. Yeah, we needed to get fired. Yeah, yeah. But the point is that had they spoken to us, maybe we could have negotiated. Yeah. But there was no negotiation. It was like, you know, straight down to that.
Yeah.
You know?
And then they just went B-list after that.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Now it was maybe more 20, 10, or favor. You know those favor.
But I just want to be on TV.
Yeah, platform.
Yeah, I just want a platform. I've heard about those. Eh? People do that.
Yeah.
But I want a platform. I'll do it for free.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
It was never the same after you guys left.
No, it was never the same. Yeah. I think also because we were authentic. And I think also what they forgot was that the show was based on us. It was about us, our personalities, our archetypes. Yeah. Not random celebrities, but Ukuli, no Pabi, no Musa, no Nina. When they thought that anyone could replace us, I mean, they were going on about, oh no, my player's going to be the new coolie. And I'm going, let's
see. Hey, bro, I went to training and say, first question, I'm like, oh, where's coolie and Papi? I thought they were
you. I remember that.
You're such an asshole. You did that. You never saw deliberate. When you knew, Basiko, what is my wallet, my spicy? I'm on him. Everybody else. Are you sure I'm Balibaranga? Because it's cold. He was telling you like this.
Who didn't you get along with? Because I can tell you and Nina, like, even off camera, you guys got along, ne?
I got along with, babe, you know, personalities, it was fine.
Yeah.
Abanya bandu, abayfulando. And Nina and I were like,
yes, you know.
And you know Musa.
Yeah.
Musa's like, you know.
Chilled.
He's chilled.
I'm a child star.
Yeah. I'm going to throw that in there. I'm getting married. We are twinning. What color are you wearing? Love you, Moose. Yeah, so love them. Bobby was fantastic. You know, just different personalities, but you know, everyone brought.
Who was your worst guest on training essay?
Oh, the funniest was when one of the guests attacked one of our guest presenters.
You lie.
It was actually a designer, love you, Baledi. And poor the sports presenter.
Yeah.
And they were suddenly, out of nowhere.
You're kidding.
And of course, instead of stopping it, we on some like...
ratings.
Content.
Content. On some like, magabone, susu stula, susu stula. I know, babe, you know, let them do their thing. No, we you know, people wanted to be us to pay them. Some people wanted to be paid to go on the show.
For real?
Yeah, and we were on some, like, it's not that kind of country.
Who wanted to get paid?
I can't say.
No,
you can't.
No, I can't, because I ended up working with him. No, obviously, Nontle wanted to be paid because she was a presenter. She was a guest presenter.
Yeah.
But if you're a hoe, if you're like...
If you're a hoe.
Hey. Presenter, you're working. Hoe. She's a hoe. Wow.
Now I'm saying if you're a host, then obviously you're going to get paid. If you're a host.
ST.
Yeah. If you're a hoe, you might get paid too, depending who you
with. Drop that thing, boy. You don't have it. Hey, drop fucking guy.
Honestly, I'm like, you might be given a goodie bag for hoeing. But at least you got paid.
She wanted us to pay her to be on the podcast. We're like, oh, dude, I saw stay Simo.
No, Galum, that's the guy. The thing is, you gotta imagine, Usisi has to get her hair done, she's gotta get her makeup done, she's gotta get into a car, you know, make it worth her while.
So you think we should have paid you for coming here?
Kaloku wena, you my little but she's my Jesus Christ. COVID.
Hey, yeah, what's
no,
there?
No, I love you guys. I think
can we have the sanitizer there?
I think that by asking abantu abaqalayo for imali kunyoluka.
What does that mean?
It's greed. Wait for them to be driving Lamborghinis, then ask them for things. But
what does money have to do with telling your story? Because you're just telling your story.
As far as she's concerned, I don't know.
No, no, no. I'm one of those where...
Manukala. Diabuya. Sayokala. Bad memories.
I don't like to talk a lot.
Oh, you don't, thank God.
Yeah,
I don't I mean, what do they talk about?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm like, yeah. Injani, baby. Injani, baby. I mean, what do you expect? Yeah. Trust it.
Yeah, do the
work. I like that. I like that. Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Moti, how old is she?
She's how old is she?
She's got like a wife. She's got like a whole like family setup.
For 8 years, yeah. No kids.
No, we've got one.
You got a kid?
Yeah.
We're not happy.
Five.
What does the kid call you?
Daddy.
With a straight face.
Father.
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 Father. And then he arrives. Like,
father.
Oh, that is so good cool, Nana.
Yeah. And he's the total opposite of me. It's so crazy.
Oh,
he makes me. I'm his kid. He's.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Lala.
Yeah.
How old are you now? 28.
Huh? 35.
Good Lord. Madalamos.
That's that moment, yaga. Kevin Hart.
Yes. You're 34, by the way.
Yeah.
No.
He's 34. 34.
Mm.
But we're all the same age, yeah.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
No, we're not.
Excuse me. You can go and get vaxxed.
You got vaxxed in it. Fuck off.
No, nonsense.
You
got vaxxed last week, babe.
But
because I'm young.
Even before COVID.
Excuse me. Go to Google now and see how old I am. Go to Google. No, honestly, though, so.
You're 50.
Go to Google and see how old I am. Wait.
She's 38, bro. She's 38.
I'm 38. Yep. What's wrong with you?
Man, no wait.
She's 38.
38?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
83, maybe. I think you're dyslexic. It's 83.
Ageism.
Ageism.
Yeah.
Respect the guests.
And then put up on stage or land on screen. Ageism. That's how old I am.
Age doesn't matter.
You're on Wikipedia, eh?
Oh, but don't look at Wikipedia because I haven't looked at it.
Okay, Wikipedia.
I might say things that offend me. I don't want to be.
Coolies Roberts, bio, age, husband, SABC2, net worth, salary.
Okay, don't look at any of that. I mean, apparently my net worth is 16 million.
Dollars?
No, according
Damn.
To them.
Damn. Jeez.
Where does it say?
No, it should say Coolies Roberts' age.
Okay.
Look, who says Coolies Roberts' career? I don't own any of those things.
Yeah?
What does the age say? Not okay, that I care, Google but age. Since you're Googling it.
38 years, yeah.
38.
Oh. 16 December 1982.
Oh, yeah.
Now my daughter's 27. How is that possible?
Whoa!
Back.
Shut Whoa. Up. Why are you enjoying this age?
I'm not.
Somebody's trying to debunk.
All right. I want to talk about something that you're very passionate about. Mm. Albinism.
Mm. Oh, yes. I wanted to ask about that. Like, Stop Albinism Killings has been your Twitter handle for, like, the past 3 years, if not more. And it's a plight very 15. Close to you. Forever, right?
Ever.
Exactly. Like, it's a plight.
And it's plight not because it's in fashion.
No, exactly. It's never been. Like, it's
no, the thing is, Budam, I remember being told by, no. Ingao as a sueleki as ifi.
They don't die.
They disappear.
Disappear. Like,
and the word ingao itself is disgusting.
Thank you.
And I think that they called them, and I think that they said that they disappear to deter grave diggers. That makes sense?
Huh. Yeah.
To deter
so
grave diggers.
So they don't
diggers.
Find them.
Exactly.
Because they use them for immunity. One of, like the...
So, Stop Albinism Killings is very, very close to my heart. I've got an NPO. I've started an NPO. I registered in 2018. Beautiful. And the aim is to look after people with albinism and give them care packs every single month. The sun protection, the hats, get them prescribed glasses, get them sunglasses. Just basically make sure that they've got a care pack every single month. That's what I want to do with my NPO. It's you know, but we were liberated in 1994. Mm. What about the people with albinism? Mm. They are still being killed. Oh. What about the LGBTI community? Mm. They are still being discriminated against. Mm. So people with albinism are very close to my heart because we are the only ones who kill them. Mm. No other race kills them.
True.
And these are Gabantu Aba. Gabantu.
And they're like us.
And they're like us. They're better than us. I mean, doctors, I mean, who are we? Mnanawe. Mm. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We're average. They're special.
Do you know what I mean? These people are doctors. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And they need the respect. And they need the representation. And so, Binkuli Roberts, and because they've always been close to my heart, when I was in 95, was 97, when I was drum fashion editor, I used models with albinism. And I continue wherever I go. Training SA, I talk about people with albinism. The movie I did with Netflix, I begged them to use someone with albinism because we, in every space we go to, we need to look around. Why is everyone not here?
Why do you think it's not landing? Because I've never seen hashtag albinism on Twitter.
Why is it not? I don't put a hashtag. It's a way of life. Oh. It's a way of life. It's albinism month. It's a way of life.
Every day.
Every single day. Just like every Thursday, I say Happy Lesbian Thursday. Mm. And the reason I say that, so that the black man who is a homophobe can know that there are women who like other women. Mm. Because about Mnyama, we like to use tradition and culture and all sorts of excuses for
to
weirdness.
Our insecurities.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we need to be exposed to things. Mm. And you may not agree, but you need to know that these things exist. And my reason for supporting people with albinism is because I want Africans to stop killing them, and I want African languages to change what they call people with albinism, because every single name in every single African language for a person with albinism is derogatory.
Mm. Can I ask, like you said, Inkao is a
it's
bad
disgusting.
Term. For a person who grew up in Kasi, what does Inkao mean? Is it bad? It's a monkey.
Orang utang.
Oh, for real? That's what it is.
It's Inkao. Disgusting.
Nah, that's bad. That's
it's disgusting.
That is bad.
And this is from a black person.
No.
About another black person.
Yes,
and Kutu, when they walk past someone with albinism, but it's like inside their shirt, praying that the child doesn't get, if they have a child doesn't have albinism, meanwhile, it's like genetic. It's like with stupidity.
Mm. And there's no end in sight.
Malawi. Malawi. If Malawi doesn't stop in the year 2025, there's not going to be any people with albinism in Malawi.
What happens in Malawi?
Malawians kill people with albinism as if they've been sent by Satan himself.
Sure.
They hack them up. They've got places of safety for them. But Malawians are just, they've gone boom, bonkers. And unfortunately, because our borders are so loose, everyone's here. So they bring their bad habits here. KwaZulu Natal, Mpumalanga, same story. They kill people with albinism. It's absolutely disgusting.
Mm. It is.
These are human beings. Mm. We are acting tea. Now we are acting like animals. Mm. And what excuses are given? Oh no, for superstitious beliefs. But no, people want to win Ilanjo's elections. Come on, you losers. You're not going to win anything anyway. And also, if you had given birth to a child with albinism, would you kill it for elections? No.
Never.
So stop talking nonsense. It's just excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you got me heated up there.
Anyway, lastly, I saw you on Bongani Fassie's reality show.
Yeah.
What was going on there? Because you had a lot to say. Like, what's the relationship like with him?
I've always got a lot to say. No, the thing is, Ubongani Fassie is from Cape Town.
Yeah.
I'm from Cape Town.
Oh, okay. You obviously knew the mother.
I knew the mother. Yeah. And basically, I went on there to talk about the fact that a lot of people said that they would look after him after his mother passed away. Mm. And those people would, they went AWOL. Mm. And then you think about it, but maybe it's understandable that they went AWOL because he's ungovernable.
Mm.
But then, so that's why I was on the show.
Did they manipulate the way the show went?
I don't know. I didn't watch that. I don't have DSTV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you laugh. Saul, couldn't hear you. No, I don't have DSTV.
Yeah. But do you believe that... Because the biggest thing that came out of season one was the fact that Lance...
Yes, I actually...
Lance was... He fed him drugs,
well,
according to Bongani.
I did an interview with Lance about that. And I asked him. I asked him about six times. What you are given... You know you get a salary?
Yeah.
What you spend it on is nobody's business.
Mm.
And you can't say people are giving you money to go and buy drugs. People are giving you your salary.
So that's what Lance said.
No, that's the fact. People are giving you a salary. You get a salary or you get money. You get paid from your pimp or whoever pays you. They give you money. Not this week. Anyway. So what he does with his money is his own, you know, indaba.
Yeah.
But don't go around tarnishing someone else's name.
But what if it's just that's a fact?
Well, we went in and we did. That's why we did the interview.
What did Lance say?
He said no.
Of course.
Obviously.
No one will ever say, oh, yes. I make sure that...
But I
connect him to a drug dealer.
But what are you going to say? Are you going to say yes when you didn't?
No, you won't.
What are you going to say?
No, you won't. It's true.
What are you going to say?
There's so many like Crazy Lou, Bongani.
Dalez.
Maybe, I don't know about Dalez.
The point is, you know what?
All these guys have drug problems and they were signed to the same record label.
People must look after themselves and stop blaming other people on some like this one, giving money to this one.
Are you scared of Lance?
I'm not scared of Lance. I've known Lance since 1992. I was walking, minding my own business. I was at UCT and Lance heard me speak and he's like, oh my gosh, you sound amazing. You look amazing. You've got to come and sing for me. Of course, I sang for him and he says, okay, you can leave now.
He didn't offer you drugs.
No, because... But no!
He thought she was high already.
No! The point is that we should stop. You know what? Like, I've said to guys who've come up to me and said, oh, you know what, Coolie, I'm gay. I've said, you know, show me the evidence.
Mm.
I want evidence. If you're going to go around saying that people are feeding you drugs, show me the evidence. I'm sick and tired of people trying to tarnish other people's names. Show me the evidence.
But you don't have evidence that he was not.
Well, I don't, but I have evidence because Lance told me. And I believe him.
Mm. That's enough for you.
And that's enough for me.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm. And Lance has said that he is willing to work with Bongani. Bongani just needs to go to rehab.
Mm. Sure, you've never dabbled in drugs, eh?
No.
Ne?
No.
In 30 years of the industry.
Babe, look at my personality.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking when? About, what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago?
And it's been amazing.
Oh, great. I can't imagine you 10 years ago.
Oh, no, babe. Me drunk was like 30 times this.
Hey.
Happy, everything's wonderful. And then what happened one day, I bought a bottle of tequila. And I was opening it on, so I'm like, yeah, it's on, we got a party. And then I looked at it and I'm like, I don't own a bar. Why do I have a bottle of tequila?
You don't own a bar.
I don't own a bar. I don't own a restaurant.
Yeah?
Why do I have a bottle of tequila? Maybe I should have a shot.
Yeah?
But I don't own it. Well, I don't. So then I threw it down the toilet and I stopped drinking.
Whoa, that's weird.
I don't own a bar. Why do I have a bottle of tequila? Because
you'll drink it over a month.
No, I said no more. Because it's got no nutritional value. It's got no value in my life.
Man, when you drink, you feel good.
I feel good anyway.
Oh.
Ooh. Do you know what I mean?
Bars.
I feel good anyway.
Bars.
Bars.
Don't leave me hanging.
Bars that you don't own.
Bars that you don't own. You guys are young. I'm not 36. Bars. I'm still buzzing. Lala.
Lala, that's bar. You're right. You feel good anyway.
Lala, people think I'm drunk anyway. People are convinced that I'm drunk anyway.
Or high
anyway.
Exactly.
And ultimately, this is who I am. And I'm a happy person and I love people and I do strange things. Well, they deem them as strange.
Yes.
But for me, it's fun.
It's natural. It's
well,
normal.
I want to have fun. Mm. You know, I want to play Pac-Man. I want to do whatever. I want
to do the podcast.
Do you know what I mean? I want to do whatever I want to do. Mm. You know, and that's what it is.
Fuck, man. And that's why we love you, man.
I can't be. Is this over?
Yeah.
Oh, I need another 20 minutes. I've got more to say. Ask me about my childhood. That was an amazing interview, my angel.
Yeah?
I'm so proud of both of you.
Is it?
I'm so proud of both of you.
Did I live up to expectations? I was very nervous.
Lala, what did I say to you, Lala? You're going to be fine, Lala.
Yeah, you did.
How many years ago was that, Lala?
And you remember that day?
Yeah.
I remember that day. And I said, you're going to be fine.
I've never met you.
Do you know what I mean?
It was the first time, the first words you uttered to me. You were
but
like,
you're,
you're gonna be fine.
You're gonna, and look at you now.
Yeah.
Because uyazazi. Mm. And because you don't take yourself seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and because
and
you
the supermarket.
Do you know what I mean? And the supermarket, abantu yabazi, abantu yabazi, abantu baqhelile. You don't go, you don't see a South African go,
it's a human being.
It's a human being. It's a human being. So this was an amazing interview, so amazing that I'm like, I thought it was, you know, there's another 30 minutes left. So I'm really, really grateful to you and to you, Mr. Soul with a Small Penis. I'm very, very grateful to both of you.
Not,
I think you're doing
so
an amazing job.
Thank you,
and I think you are taking this country to places. And I can't wait to see you guys have Landuza politicians.
Sure, I'm getting a hard on, bro.
Can't wait for the politicians.
With that little penis. I'm sure there's no impact whatsoever.
Okay. Chief, lock. Close that door. Let me show you.
Show her.
What is that? I went to school in Grahamstown, I don't know. What is binya?
No, it sounds wrong. Actually, must cut it off. Must cut it out. It's bad.
Mamela. No, all I'm saying is, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep on doing what you're doing. Great
yeah.
show.
Yeah, no, appreciate
great
it.
Great
show. So, Pinigo, what are you going to say?
Nah, nothing. I eventually found that
yes.
DM me.
Yes.
Is it Mama Helen?
I don't know, but it's probably Mama Helen.
She starts off by saying, good day to you. I'm Mama Helen, professional traditional healer, gifted with visions and powers to heal and help with all problems based. I'm based on Santon area.
No, mine went as far as you are being bewitched.
No. It goes on.
Oh, it goes on.
It goes. I can't read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you've probably been bewitched.
It's about your family member
that did this
to you.
Yeah.
But then at the end, there's the number.
Yeah.
That can erase all of these
things.
But come on, think about it. I mean, how many of us are here? If I DM'd everyone here, I'm like, you are being bewitched.
Scammer.
Babe, now all I did was scammer. I went to Twitter and I said, this is what happened to me, and back to sender.
I didn't. I just blocked my...
Back to sender.
Blocked my DMs. No one can...
But what I do find about this town, though, is the tribalism. Hate it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I hate the tribe. And the thing is, I'm from Cape Town, so you know, I'm a minority.
Bro, I'm just like you, man. Like, it's so crazy. We share the same sentiments. Like, I love traveling.
Oh, I love traveling. I
have no care in the world about cars.
No, no. You've been there. You got the t-shirts.
You know what I mean?
Got the t-shirts.
Yeah.
We just, now we want to give back.
Yeah.
We want to give back. We want to look after our bantu.
Yeah.
When Julie House pregnant, how can we give back to our people?
What a loss. No, we've got to give back and we've got to be nice to each other. And
what do you enjoy doing?
What do I enjoy doing? I enjoy just chill. Netflix.
Meh.
Netflix and
chill. Peace.
Peace.
That's
peace.
It. That's it.
Peace. And everyone thinks I'm in everyone's business. Meanwhile, they're phoning me, telling me about this one and this one. And then everyone thinks I know everything. And I only know that everything because they keep telling me.
Yeah. When did you realize this industry is fake? Because it took me a while to
realize. It took me a while as well. Because I was just working. I wasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was just working. Yeah. I was just looking after my kids.
Yeah.
And I think it was when I was like, gone to TV. It was 90. Just drum days. I was doing the Tosi show for ETV. I think it was around. Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a competition. Mm. And what people forget is that akufuna ukuli, kufuna uunati, and ango unati ungukuli. That's what people must realize. But I'm not gonna go in there on some like, oh yeah, I'll give you some. No, akufuna wena, kufuna
lamtu. But it's changing though, eh? With digital.
To tell?
Digital is about your personality.
Yes, yes.
So if you got no personality, you're fucked.
Yeah.
People,
but that's why I want you guys to help me out. I want to go. I want to do podcasts.
Oh,
wanna,
bro, you're made for that.
Join our network.
No, I want to. I want to.
Please
I want
join
to.
Our network.
Yeah. Especially,
she wants to get paid.
No, I want to get paid.
No.
Fuck this shit.
She's downgraded.
Have you seen my nails?
She's downgraded.
I need
DSTV.
I'll get a sponsor eventually.
I need DSTV.
Yeah. But you made for it because you got a personality.
No, I'll do it. No, babe, I'll do it.
You can do it too.
Get me a satellite dish, I'll do it.
Yeah?
No, it's something. Give me a this.
Give me five guests you'd want to have on your podcast, like who have really interesting stories.
But that's our point. I find everyone interesting.
Oh, yeah. Anyone.
And
even
you can
the,
bring up exactly. The gardener.
Exactly. Everyone's exciting.
Yeah.
There's something. Yeah. About, there's something about everyone.
Oh, fuck.
There's something about everyone.
You just need to tap into it.
You're just going to need to tap into it. Like, who's Sophie Ndaba? I love you. Remove those eyelashes.
Yeah. Listen. since we're chilling with the legend, please pass the mic If anyone has a question, please ask Roberts a question.
Or anyone come here.
Yeah, just come there.
I've got the mic.
Boomy, come. I know you got a question.
There's no roving mic, but
yeah, come.
This will be
she's
the roving
place. So she's a chiller. She tells us to come and shoot here. That's
all. Oh wow, I love it.
It's a black-owned space.
Oh, yeah. So you're gonna hook me up, man?
Yeah.
Podcast, yeah.
Send, yeah.
Nice, I love it.
What's your question?
Sure. Firstly, I love you.
Oh, I love you more, Nana.
I love everything about you.
I love you. I'm sorry if I ever insulted you.
No. What do you do now, and what's the plan for the future?
To be honest with you, I've never had a plan. Like, you know, people say they have 5-year plans, 10-year plans. I've never had a plan. All I wanted were my kids. That was my only plan. And to be able to look after them. What am I doing currently? I've got a movie coming out on Netflix on the 8th of October. And I'm currently writing for Sunday World.
Are you going to watch with your son's subscription?
Sure. unless it's not on DSTV. I'm going to watch it with my son's subscription. Yes. Yes. And yeah, that's what I'm doing now. Oh, yes. And also my NPO. I keep forgetting. And my NPO. And I have a Landuza, a secondhand clothing shop. And I also have like a costume shop, which you must come to. You've got to come to. I mean, I've got Elvis costumes. I've got all sorts of costumes. So
why are you downgrading with all this shit?
Well, you know, levels are downgrading. I mean, come on now.
She's on our level now, so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. We're on different levels, you know. You know, we're downgrade, but we got shops and we got houses. You know what I mean? But we don't have DSTV.
Oh, Mesh. He's our head of video production.
First time to hear
Mesh's
voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Longevity.
Oh, Budam, Gabandona Bam, Budam. Gabandona Bam, Funusamans, Labandona Bam, and also the Kusongu Makulu, who looked after the community. She had annual functions for the aged, Gwalanga, for like 15 years. So, Gabandona Bam, and also to assist those who need to be assisted. That's why I'm continuously working. That's why, I mean, I have friends who don't work anymore because they, like, you know, they live a life of leisure.
Yeah, but
now I will work until I'm 90. I'm not going to laugh or comment. I will work until I'm 90 because there's people who need my money. And my money goes to charities. I buy them Landuza EE blankets. If I'm not buying them blankets, I'm giving them tracksuits. I have an NPO. We are now starting with these packs for people with albinism. And what gives me the drive is Abandona Bam, and also I am here on this planet to be helpful.
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
Beautiful. Oh, okay, just one more.
Do you need a ride home?
On what? On what? On what?
In closing, Kuli Roberts, what do you want to be remembered as?
Yes.
I just want to be remembered.
Please don't crack a joke.
No,
let's be serious.
No. I just want to be, I don't want to be remembered. I want you guys to just look after each other. I want you to look after the people that are downtrodden on and still downtrodden on. I want you to look after the people with albinism. I need you to look after the LGBTI community. I need you to look after black people. I need you to stop insulting black people and saying black people can't swim. Because remember that we were the ones saving the sailors when they were settling on this continent. So I need you to please, umdomnyama mbeke up. Love yourself and Ubuntu. And also this whole thing of money and materialism and standing on cars while abantu bahlala emayotyombeni, nobody's impressed. You might think they are, but they're not. So Ubuntu is the most important.
And just like that, we are trending all over SA.
Beautiful.
Am I lying?
No. With his small penis, he's
like, no man. Hey, round of applause. We are here, podcast and chill.
Wow. Wow, I thought I was going to be insulted. I thought I was going to have to sing.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.